cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, 17 after 7 with Jimmy Nevis and Sketchy Bongo and All About It. We're all about it this morning. Yes, we are. Are you ready to take on the day? Because it's coming at you, whether you like it or not. If you're still getting over the weekend, in terms of maybe you went large, you know, a lot of people, I suppose, we just want to party it up and go crazy. I know people who go out on a Sunday night. Now, how do you do that? You have to be brave and or stupid.
For sundowners.
No, I'm talking about like they go hard on a Sunday night. Get in at like 2 a.m.
Oof.
Yeah, reeking of alcohol.
It's one of those theories. Why have a hangover in your own time? You have a hangover on work time.
Oh, I see. But then you feel terrible. Isn't it the worst?
Yeah, but people would rather have a fresh Saturday. Like, you know, because you've got nothing to do.
I'll tell you what. It was last weekend that I didn't do anything at all. So I was at home and I didn't wake up with a hangover on either day, Saturday or Sunday. And it was so nice. It's not that I do that every weekend, but it suddenly occurred to me, like, you get more out of your day.
Yeah, but when you are in your, say, 20s, a hangover is really not much of a big deal.
Mm.
Your body can handle it.
Sure.
You soldier on.
What are you saying? When you become an old asshole like me, then?
Yeah, look, the older we get, the more difficult it is to deal with these hangovers.
Oh, you're so right. Okay, let's get into some news. What's the important stuff everyone's talking about today?
Okay, so we are in that time of the year where a lot of people are going to be traveling, blah, blah, blah.
We have to watch those Arrive Alive ads again.
Oh, yeah, look, we have to do that. Also, the police are going to be out in full force on the road. Like, you're gonna see Metro cops almost on a regular basis. But let's talk about flying for a second, shall we? Because if you discover that your luggage gets damaged while in transit.
Yeah, what can you do?
Does the airline have to repair your damaged luggage is the question.
I would say probably not. They've probably got disclaimers and terms and conditions. And when you sign up for flight, then if they lose your luggage, damage your luggage or anything else, they're not responsible.
According to the Consumer Protection Act, when a supplier has possession of any property belonging to a consumer, the supplier must, in the handling, safeguarding, and utilization of that property, exercise the degree of care, diligence, and skill that can reasonably be expected of a person responsible for managing that property. Technically, if your luggage gets damaged while flying, they should repair it, but a lot of the airlines don't. Certainly none of the low-cost airlines, for example.
Oh, low-cost airlines, you're lucky to get off with your body parts intact. Really?
Yeah.
A lot of these low-cost airlines, they'll jam your foot into a hole in the fuselage if it means that they'll be able to fly an extra kilometer or two and save some fuel. They will. They'll make you sit at the emergency exit to hold the door in place.
No, man, that's not just the low-cost airlines that do that.
I'm telling you, they're the worst. Oh, I won't fly them. I won't. I'd rather pay more. Those low-cost airlines, it's dangerous, man. You take your life in your hands.
I find the most dangerous thing about low-cost airlines is the people who fly them cough more than the other ones.
Okay, now, you see, now you're just being a snob.
No, I'm not.
They cough?
I'm just making a... This is my findings.
You think they cough more in low-cost airlines?
Yeah, there's always just a chorus of coughs.
But are you saying that the air quality on a low-cost airline is that bad that it makes people cough?
Even the air is cheap.
I'm just commenting on a volume of cough, nothing else. I'm not trying to be better than anyone. I'm just saying. So it's key to sit right at the front. Otherwise, you're just in the cough.
All right. I will take – remember they were going to launch an airline a while ago. That they wouldn't have children.
This was not a real story.
Yes, it was.
An airline where children are not allowed to fly.
No children on that plane. I would pay extra for that.
It sounds like a fantasy, Gareth.
And the other one is that the fat people will have their own airline with bigger chairs. And if you want, if you have a fat fetish, you could fly with the fat people. But for the rest of us, we'll fit in the normal size chairs in the normal plane, and the fat people aren't allowed on those. What do you think of that? Let's diversify.
The airline industry is a cutthroat industry of high, of very small margins. Your planes need to be full, otherwise you're screwed.
Well, fat people fill things up. That's what they do.
Yeah, but maybe in girth of seat, but not in like price of ticket.
No, but they must pay more.
Yeah.
So that all equals out.
Okay, but
they should herd the fat people onto a fat flight.
Jeepers, and you started off having a problem with me and my cough story.
Yeah, you know what?
It's just flying.
In hindsight, Ben, I take it back. Huskies.
What, are you two ganging up on me now?
No, guys. Can you imagine how embarrassing it must be when they bring that extra, that seatbelt
extension?
Can you imagine how embarrassing
it's
that must
be? Got to be a wake-up call for your life, though.
Yeah, if it's coming, if that extension comes down the corridor, down the aisle, and it's coming to you, it's time that you stopped eating. That's all there is to it. Stop eating.
Apparently what you can do is
You've finished all the food on earth. Stop eating. Sorry, you were saying.
Apparently what you can do is you can pay insurance on your luggage. An airline like Mango, for example, will cost you $25. What that does is that it forces the airline to take responsibility for replacing any of your suitcases that get damaged.
I had to take my suitcase to have it fixed the other day, but it wasn't because the airline broke it. It just, the handle just came loose.
Look, sometimes the wheel will pop off or the handle breaks, you know, while your stuff is being moved into the carousel or like whatever. I don't know.
And those guys just throw that stuff. I've seen
them. Sure, they do.
They don't care.
No,
they don't have to.
They don't, Plus, you know,
if they're not stealing what's inside, they're throwing it down on the conveyor belt.
I've never had stuff stolen.
Ooh, touch wood. Quickly. Yeah, there we go. All right. Yeah, it's so complex. Like, I wouldn't want to be in the aviation business. As Ben said, the margins are so tight. You hardly make any cash. Let's look at the top 10 things the internet couldn't stop talking about in 2016, shall we?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there are a lot of people who'll be compiling these lists of the things of 2016. Do you want to start with the top 10 things, the top 10 of everything?
The top 10 of everything.
Yeah, well, we'll start with...
Yeah, everything on the internet.
All right. So the first one, you remember Chewbacca Mom?
Remind me?
Do you remember that mom who put on the Chewbacca mask and she was in the car?
Yes, and then she was given offers to appear in porn with
really
a mask.
I'm excited to share with you something I got.
Okay, she was so excited.
I went to Kohl's today. I had to make a couple returns. Stuff didn't fit. Surprisingly, it was a little too big. Thank you. I know some of you may be thinking the opposite. Shame. No shame. It's all love. Okay, so here's what I found when I was at Kohl's. And I'd like to say that I bought this for my son that would really, really want it. And let's be honest, he'll probably confiscate it from me. Confiscate? That's a word, right? Okay, so he'll probably take it from me. However, this is mine. Like, when it's said and done, at the end of the day, this is mine that I bought. And I'm going to keep it for my own. You can see it kind of has Star Wars. Oh, you're getting a little hint. Okay. So you want to see what I got? It's so great. I can't wait to show you. Okay.
Anyway, she gets all excited when she puts on the mask. You remember?
Here it is. Hold on. It may be a little tight.
So that was definitely one of the things of 2016. Do you want to know what the other things of 2016?
Does she make a Chewbacca noise?
Yeah, she puts it on and she's just so excited. It was very sweet. Okay, so we got... Chewbacca Mom at number 10. Number 9 is Kim Kardashian West Snapchat. A lot of people were saying that was the most exciting thing about the year. Let me think. Oh, because especially when she forgave, there was that fight between her and Taylor Swift and they resolved it on Snapchat. Ken Bone, who is the guy who is the undecided voter.
In the red jersey.
In the red sweater at the...
What?
At the one debate. Don't you remember him?
I don't remember
In the one debate, obviously the whole internet was talking about people debating, and then Ken Bone with this... It's like balding guy with a moustache and spectacles. He became the debate.
And he was the undecided voter, because everybody was saying in the election, you've had 2 years of this campaign, just was nonstop. You remember? every day, Hillary and Donald. Before that, all the primaries. And this idiot was the last human being left on Earth who was undecided. Ken Bone. There were a couple of sports people with their shirts off. Harambe. Harambe. Who could forget Harambe the gorilla?
Shot Harambe dead. Had his shirt off? It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, since... What's that?
Sorry.
Okay. Beyoncé's Lemonade. A lot of people say that was the highlight of 2016. Phelps face.
Yeah, that was a goodie.
Yes.
At the Olympics.
I remember that.
Do you remember the Olympics? This year. Feels like it was ages ago. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
The Chicago Cubs, who actually won the World Series. Then nobody predicted that would happen.
Are you just going to forget the whole Ryan Lochte story?
Well, tell us about that again. Remind us.
Remember that dipshit? He went out with his friends, got really drunk, and then decided to tell the whole world that the Brazilian authorities held him at gunpoint.
After they vandalized a petrol station.
After they vandalized, yeah. And then he fled from the country, and then he had to make that horrible apology. And then everyone just started laughing at him. And all his sponsors then ditched
pulled
him.
Out, yeah. That was good, actually. And then, of course, the number one event on the internet in 2016 has got to have been...
It's got to be Hillary.
Yep, Donald and
Donald
Hillary.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
That's right. The elections and Trump's people and Hillary's people and just all of that. So some crazy stuff that went on this year. Because you need to look back sometimes, take stock of where we are and how far we've come. All right, what else do we need in terms of information this morning? Should we go into news headlines? It's already 5:30.
Yes, let's do that.
All righty.
Let's do that.
We'll do that in a second. Let me quickly tell you about the Department of Science and Technology, who are hosting something very, very special. Touch Central, covering all things science as we broadcast live from the Science Forum 2016. It's being held at the CSIR in Pretoria on the 8th and 9th of December. That's this week. This year, the focus will be on the social sciences and its role in shaping humanity, innovation, and transforming society. Join Thibaut Touch, Aria and Kat as they broadcast live from the CSIR. You can visit sfsa.co.za. That's the Science Forum South Africa. Got it? sfsa.co.za for more info. And the Science Forum 2016 is proudly brought to you by the Department of Science and Technology. sfsa.co.za for more information. Go along and check them out today. All right, it's Tinashe with Super Love. It's also just after 7:30, which means it's time to check in on the headlines. Good morning if you've just woken up. It's Monday, time to take the day by the throat and shake it around. You know, like a dog when it picks up a toy and it goes, that's what you got to do with Monday.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, Monday will control you, and you don't need that. You need to be in charge.
Come on, man. Use the remaining portion of your brain to think.
Exactly. God damn it. I had an interesting weekend. I was on Anela's show on Saturday morning, bright and early.
Real talk with
Anela. Yeah. It was nice. We had a nice little catch-up, Anela and I. We haven't seen each other in a while. And then I had to go to a book brunch for my book, which is available in good stores now. And while we're plugging things, Cliff Central Carols happening this Sunday. I hope you're in. I hope you got your tickets. You can go along and book at CompuTicket. It's very, very easy. All the proceeds go to the very worthy Headway, who I've been supporting for many years and who do great work. They help people who've been injured in car accidents and personal injuries and all kinds of other things that happen where there's a brain injury involved. And they really have helped hundreds, if not thousands, of people in South Africa, not to mention their families, with rehabilitation, with occupational therapy. It's really, really impressive stuff that they do. So if you want to come along, not only will you be part of a fun family day at Gold Reef City's, what's the theater called? The Lyric Theater. That's the one. Not only you get the greatest entertainment, we've got, for example, listen to this, Mubs. Proverb is coming.
We like Proverb.
We've got Noma, the winner of Idols.
Yes, we like her too.
We've got Terra, and we've got Teboho, who were in the top four.
Nice.
The only one who's missing is Tummy. He's got some kind of booking on that day, so he's not able to come.
Look, but I mean, we're already busy.
Top four Idols out of them, three will be there. Proverb will be there, the Soweto Gospel Choir, who are Grammy Award winners, let me remind you. And then, as if that isn't enough, we've got our own Cliff Central crew there too to keep you company. It's going to be fantastic. Brent Lindekew will be your host, as well as me, obviously. I'll be there too.
And you'll be singing.
Let's not talk about that too much. Oh, okay. It's really just for charity, so forgive me. But yeah, I'll be doing something. It'll be a little surprise.
11th December at 5 p.m., and it's 100 rand, Gareth.
That's all. Just 100 rand, and you can come along to Gold Reef City and be a part of the fun. All right? Christmas. Christmas time. We love Christmas. Here are the headlines with Mubs.
President Jacob Zuma has launched his court case to try and get rid of that whole state capture report situation.
But
he wants the court to order that the matter be sent back to the new public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, for further investigation. Because remember, the president doesn't think that the old public protector or the former public protector, Thuli Madonsela, did such a good job. So now what he wants is for the state capture report to go to the new public protector with the hopes of a new investigation, clearing him of all the damning allegations that Thuli Madonsela made.
I'm warning you with peace and love.
The report was released on November the 2nd. Thuli Madonsela directed that a judicial commission of inquiry also be set up with a judge to head it, that judge to be selected by the Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng. But then in his affidavit, the president said that it was unconstitutional for the public protector to order the president to establish this commission.
Yeah, but Mr. President, here's the problem. It's about you. Like, you can't appoint this commission of inquiry. If it's about you, it involves you. Someone else has to do it.
Well, he says that the power to appoint commissions of inquiry under the Constitution is wide and unqualified.
Well, yeah, well, this is so convenient, man. I mean, you're the guy who's, you're the problem. They've got to investigate you. You can't appoint the judicial commission of inquiry.
He's the head of state.
Yes, but he's also the guy who's fingered in the state capture report. Now he wants to send it back to Busisiwe, who, by the way, is struggling with some credibility issues of her own right now.
Mm.
So I don't see how that's going to work for most people. That's not going to wash. I think this is wrong. I really do think the president needs to reconsider.
I'm not saying it. All I'm saying is he's...
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I mean, you talk about the president needing to reconsider, but, you know, he has already launched this legal challenge. So the man is not going to go down without a fight. Now, over the weekend, a report was released which found that Ria Piega is unfit to hold office.
Well, why was she appointed in the first place? Why do we always discover this stuff after the fact?
The report also recommended that she be fired. Yes, by the way, she's still... That means that she's still earning a salary, right?
Well, we've been paying for her since Marikana.
Yeah, well, there you go. So now, legal counsel for the police commissioner say that they're going to be approaching the Klaassen Board of Inquiry to seek clarity on this report, which was released over the weekend. Also another person who's not going down without a fight.
But what a world we live in where there's so many people who are suspended or who are under investigation at the moment, and we still pay for them. This can't be right. This can't be how it works. Ria Piega, what is she doing today?
Today, her legal counsel are going to be making moves to basically question this report, which was released over the weekend, which says that she needs to be fired.
Okay, so
she
wants the job back.
She'll be doing today.
She wants the job back.
She still has the job. She wasn't fired. She is still the police commissioner. I don't know if there is... Is there an acting police commissioner? I can't remember.
Who knows?
But that's what she'll be doing today, basically. This report says that she needs to be fired. She doesn't feel that that is correct, so she's going to be fighting this. The president set up a board of inquiry last September after the Falun Commission's report found that Ria Piega was guilty of misconduct, where at least 34 minors were shot dead by police in Marikana. Piega's lawyers say that they will not be commenting on reports that their client has been given the boot until this class and board of inquiry makes the findings available to them.
What if she puts on a Chewbacca mask and gets really excited in the car? Will people forgive her then?
Yeah, probably.
That would be a much better way of going about this, right?
No, but I get it. You remember, Ria, they needed a fall guy. They needed a scapegoat, and she was that person. But I mean, you know, nobody likes being the scapegoat. Doesn't feel nice.
No. Skozana says, Mabali, you sound really nice.
Can I taste your juice?
No. But thank you, Skozana.
All right, and then Mugabe falling on the red carpet is something. That's according to Samuel Ngoma, who said that. Has Mugabe fallen again?
No, I think.
Is this the old one?
No, I think it's with regards to that list of internet searches.
But that was 2 years ago that he fell on the carpet.
No, that was this year.
I'm telling you, it was in my TED talk,
There was all those memes. Remember the dog humping him?
Yes.
Meme? That was the best.
That was this year, guys.
I promise you it was the year before. It was in my TED talk last year in London.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's a long time ago. And then Harry says, what about Penny Sparrow? She was a low light of the year. Harambe was just a gorilla, says Jason.
Screw you, Jason.
Justin says, shut up, Ben. Benedict says, Azimbabwe.
What's your problem, Justin?
Don't get all aggressive. Benedict says, us Zimbabweans are hoping the nonagenarian will also follow suit, hopefully. Or maybe he will do a Fidel Castro and bite the dust. Please, Lord, make it happen. People actively wishing for Mugabe to die.
Doesn't Grace then assume position after he dies?
Well.
Grace Mugabe.
How secure do you think she'll be?
I have no idea.
Question, here we go. This is from Luke's. Good morning, team. Where can I learn a bit more about shares, stock trading, and forex trading? Well, if you listen to the Money Shot every day, you'll get a little taste of that. And if you want more, you can email Anthea, invest@cartesian.co.za. Back to you in the headlines, Mubs.
Do you remember how your world was rocked when you first discovered that tomato is not actually a vegetable, but it's a fruit?
You know, it wasn't really rocked.
Okay, well, for a lot of people, it was one of those moments where they went, no.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I remember. People were horrified.
Well, there's a list here of other fruit that most of us think are vegetables, but they're not.
Like what?
Aubergine is a fruit.
Really?
This is
eggplant.
According to this list, yes. Olives.
Hang on, which one's the aubergine? Is that the one that people use as a penis in the emoticon list?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got you.
Olives are fruit.
Sure, that's a fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, tomato we already know about. Red, yellow, and green peppers are classified as a fruit.
Yeah. They hang from the branches.
Sorry, but how boring is your life that you've got to make this your objective? Well, damn you, peppers are fruits. Who cares?
Hey, Ben, somebody's got to do it.
What do you mean, Ben? This stuff matters.
A fruit is something that's pleasurable to eat and mostly kind of sweet. There's a tagline for fruit. Bumper sticker that. An olive's an olive.
Okay, well, how do you feel
classify
about
it?
How do you feel about baby marrow? Because baby marrow is a fruit now. They've decided
vegetable.
It's a fruit.
A vegetable is something you have with dinner. You don't eat fruit with dinner.
Isn't baby marrow, don't they harvest that from the bones of babies?
Yeah.
No.
Which makes it on the endangered fruit list.
That is entirely different.
They don't scrape it out of the bones of babies?
No, I don't think that is allowed for all kinds of legal reasons.
Okay, well, that's a pity.
Cucumber, fruit?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, sure, why not?
let's just throw acorns in there
while we're at it.
Okay, so you don't know what is the definition of a fruit then? It's got to be something that hangs off of the branches of the plant above the surface of the earth. Can't grow underground, otherwise it's a vegetable. Can't go on the ground, otherwise it's a vegetable.
It is the sweet and fleshy product of a tree or other plant that contains seeds and can be eaten as food.
There we go. So that fits the definition for a cucumber.
Okay, well, pumpkin is sweet, and that is probably why it's on this list. Pumpkin is a fruit, apparently.
Pumpkin patch. Oh, pumpkin patch. Let's all go to pumpkin patch. The point I'm getting to is this. Pumpkins are tasty and very good to eat. Pumpkin pie is such a treat.
Yo, we are old. As is butternut. So there you go, folks. All, this whole time you thought that these were vegetables, but apparently we all had it wrong.
So
aubergine, olive, butternut, red, yellow, and green peppers, avocado, cucumber, baby marrow.
Who didn't know avocado is a fruit? Wait, who thought avocado was
okay, but now smart ass. Let's go to an old lady's tea room, ask for a fruit salad, and you come back with olives and peppers and aubergines and butternuts and stuff. They'll throw it back in your face, all those grannies.
Are grannies particularly skilled in fruit and vegetable differentiation?
No, but they're reset in their ways, Gareth.
Okay, I hear you. All right, Ben, I can't believe how emotional you got about this.
Sure. I mean, I think we need to get to the sport so he can calm down.
Calm down, Ben.
Jesus, was that where I calmed down?
Yeah, go, calm down. Give us the sport.
On Friday, Nico Rosberg retired from Formula One racing.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shocker.
Can you believe this?
That was way more of a shocker than... That was the biggest thing in Formula One racing this
year. It was exactly. He finally won the world championship, so obviously people are speculating, right? Mm-hmm. So they're speculating the pressure to be Lewis Hamilton's teammate just got too much for him. Other people were saying that, you know, he wasn't really the true winner, and because of engine failure, Hamilton finished behind him. And other people were saying, well, you know, he's been dominated by Lewis Hamilton since the go-karting days. So for him to then defend his title against Lewis next year will be like Leicester playing in the Premier League this year. And at the age of 31, he's probably like, well, screw it. I'm going to bow out while I'm at the top here. There's no way I'm going to win this next year. And I can't deal with the pressure. Which now leaves Mercedes in a bit of a predicament. So Niki Lauda's basically saying he was completely shocked. But now who do they get as a return driver? Because it's the fastest car in the circuit, no doubt about it. So whoever rides for Mercedes next year will finish second at worst. Okay? But now who can they get? All the other drivers are tied to the contracts from December 1st onwards.
I'll drive for them.
Gareth, you might even finish on the podium.
Wouldn't that be cool?
You also may die.
Yeah, well, you take your life in your hands every single day, Ben.
But what a turnaround, hey? I mean, you're so right, Gareth. This is the biggest story of F1 this whole year. The dude retiring.
That's way more controversial than whether something's a fruit or a vegetable.
Damn right it is. Yeah. In other football news from the weekend, because it's a big football weekend, Chelsea have extended their lead at the top of the Premier League. Arsenal finished a strong second after this weekend because Liverpool cocked it up against Bournemouth. Arsenal were very strong against West Ham, beating them 5-1. So that is kind of what's happening right now. You've got Chelsea number 1, Arsenal 2, Man City 3, Liverpool 4. Then you get Spurs 3 or 4 points behind that one in 5th, and that's your top 5. Then you got Man United just doing bugger all post that. Really.
Seamus.
Just straws.
It's really such a sad situation for those people who've bought Man United stickers and put them in their car, or they have the linen back home on their bed because they're 10.
Yeah, but nobody really cares about them, really. It's not a thing. Yeah, Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored a goal yesterday, but Everton also scored one because Fellaini just got onto the field and does what he always does. Just gets in the way, basically. He got in the way of a guy in the penalty box, and then it became a penalty. Jose Mourinho defends his player, although people are wondering why on earth he's still there. Just, that's it. Imagine that you wake up in the morning and everyone's saying, why are you still playing in this team? You're crap. That's Mario Fellaini's life right now. He was trending in Pakistan yesterday. Just gives you an idea of how widespread this whole Premier League is. Yeah, so that's your top 5. Spurs 5, and then number 6. 6 points back is Man United. At the bottom.
At the body.
Jeez. I wish fall apart in the second hour. Swansea are right at the bottom. They've won 2 games, have the Welsh people. They've got all of 9 points. So they probably will get relegated. In the PSL, which is the local league, of course, well, Cape Town City, what a season they are having. They are now 3 points clear after beating Wits on Friday. Wits still with 2 games in hand, 4 points back. But it's becoming a bit of a lead, Cape Town City. Sundowns hammered, 4-1 was the result there against Free State Stars. They're making their way up to the top of the table. Once the games level out, they'll be right there and thereabouts. Highlands Park, they held Orlando Pirates at home, 2-2. Sure, cuck result there for Pirates. And Kaizer Chiefs, they were 1-0 up, but they lost 3-1 to Chipper. Not so chipper for them this week. But Steve Compeller will no doubt have some sort of random soliloquy that will get his fans even more bemused to the point that they'll just forget about the fact he's such a terrible manager. In cricket, Australia beat New Zealand in their first Chapel Hadley Trophy. Look out for the next one coming tomorrow at 5:20. And then Thursday, England versus India in the Mumbai Test match. And then in golf, Harold Varner III won the Australian PGA Championship. Brandon Stone won the Alpha Dental Championship. And Hideki Matsuyama, making it 4 wins out of 5 towards the end of the year. He won the Hero World Challenge, which is Tiger's tournament. Tiger did have a successful recovery, or successful return, in that he managed to play all 4 rounds. He did finish 15th out of 18-man field, but he had the most birdies in the week, which is something, I guess.
Wow.
That's it for your sports. Catch me on cliffcentral.com at 10 a.m. for The Bounce Show. I'll be talking football. Right.
Okay, thank you, Ben. That is what's coming up in a short while. Let me quickly tell you about something even more exciting that's coming up. At least if you want some Russell Hobbs appliances. That's right. Imagine if you had 30 seconds to grab as many Russell Hobbs appliances as possible. Mubs, you would find a way to make those 30 seconds count. You'd walk out of there with so much. 30 seconds, are you kidding?
I wouldn't even mess around.
No. Straight into the trolley. In fact, you'd just drive a truck straight into the store. My belly would burst through the walls. That's already 5 seconds down.
I would run people over.
She'd run people over. There'd be many dead.
Yeah.
But she would load that truck so chock full of Russell Hobbs appliances. I'll tell you what. By the end of it, there would not be space for so much as a cockroach to get into the back of that truck. Russell Hobbs appliances. Yeah, you want to go big. You want to grab the microwave. Or go smart and stock up on toasters and kettles. Well, whatever you do, make sure you enter the Russell Hobbs Rush. You could win a trolley dash and a share of over 350,000 rand in cash and prizes. To enter, buy any Russell Hobbs appliance between now and the 15th of January and visit russellhobbsrush.co.za. You know how to spell it, right? RUSSELLHOBBS. Got it? Follow Russell Hobbs on Facebook and Twitter for more information, and make sure you enter by buying one appliance between now on the 15th of January. You could be in for that trolley dash, baby. That's how we rule. That's how we make things happen. We make it all possible right here on touchcentral.fm, cliffcentral.com, with Russell Hobbs this morning.
At SumSums Banking, we know it's difficult to plan for your retirement. Well, here's something you can count on. We'll work tirelessly to charge you management fees, performance fees, administration fees, and trading costs so that you can expect 60% less retirement money than you should. Because in your old age, you want to expect the unexpected.
At Signia, we won't help ourselves to 60% of your retirement money because we use revolutionary technology to eliminate unnecessary fees. Talk to your financial advisor or go to signia.co.za. That's SYGNIA. Signia Asset Management is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
Now, you know, if you've been listening over the last couple of weeks, we have a 6-part podcast series that we've been doing with Adidas. And several sports bloggers in South Africa have taken part in this. The 6 bloggers who've been talking to Aria Kelman and Ben Karpinski will be chatting about starting a sports blog, why sports blogging is important, creating sport content that kicks, leveraging social media for sports blogging, creating blogging networks to improve your net worth, and of course, monetizing your blog. This week, Ben, we feature Jane Killian from GIJane.co.za, who talks about leveraging social media for sports blogging. You are a successful sports blogger. Did you give these people advice and perspective?
I did, Gareth, and in the process, I learned a whole bunch. And it was just so cool to see a variety of people with a variety of interests. And again, it's like you share the insights, you gain them.
Well, let's see what we learn from Jane Killian. That's coming up next. And after that, I'm going to tell you how much money you need to be happy.
Oh, a lot.
They've actually done research around this, and it's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
You'd be surprised, because there's an amount, and after that amount, it doesn't matter how much you have. It's the same amount of happiness. So that magic number is coming up next. Here we go with Adidas and Touch Central, a special sports blogging podcast. Take a listen to this.
Touch Central and Adidas, creating the new.
So, you're going to start a sports blog. We've given you some amazing insights thus far in terms of how exactly you do that. But how do you get people to see it? Well, I would imagine that you leverage social media to get people to check out your blog. A guy that does that really well is Ben Karpinski. He's always on Twitter and Facebook and all these different platforms promoting his blog. It is important, social media, right, Ben?
Indeed. I wouldn't have started it without social media. I definitely wouldn't have grown my blog without social media.
And there's loads of people who are using social media to grow their sports blog. Take, for instance, and she joins us now on the line, based in Durban, Jane Killian from GI Jane. That's Jane with a J, .co.za. Jane, you are always out here on these Twitter streets promoting your blog. It's very important to be active on social media, right?
Definitely. I honestly don't think that if you aren't active on social media that you can grow your blog or even get readers to engage with you and read your blog without social media, because it's so hard just to be high up on a Google search if you're blogging. So you definitely need to be out there and basically pimping yourself on social media.
It's so true, Jenna. But what platforms do you use in particular? And did you go strategically into the platforms or did you give them all a try in the beginning?
I'm on everything, but I find Twitter is the best for pushing your blog posts out there. Facebook, the algorithms are always changing. You have to promote your posts, and not everyone has budget to do that. So I find that Twitter, a nice thing about Twitter as well is that there's so many people on at different times. So if you write a blog post this morning and you push it out this morning on Twitter, you can share it again during the day and even that night. Because everyone's on at different times, because the stream is constantly moving. It's not like you're spamming people. Another one is Instagram, because you can post a picture and then put your link in your bio. So those are my best ones, to be honest.
For both of you, how do you figure out how much is too much to give away? How do you tease? How do you flirt with the audience on social media?
Yeah, that's a really great topic, Ari. I think it's just always a precursor. Flirting. Yes, always flirt, because people must think that you're available to them. Always, content and otherwise. But yeah, in all honesty, it's great to be able to pull people to your blog through something that's going to entice them. So you can't just have, I wrote a blog post. No, there's got to be something around that. So seduction is probably the greatest way of describing that. You want to reel people in and make them feel part of the process. And also, it's a precursor to what the rest of your content's about. So there's no point having amazing blog posts and then you stale on social media. You've got to be quite consistent over the two.
Yeah. And I think also you have to be relevant. So if something happened with, like, for example, the rugby, and it's a meme plus you write about how you wrote about the weekend's rugby, if it's something funny and something catchy that people see and they actually want to go and read, that's the most important thing.
Let's land this plane here and wrap it up. When it comes to leveraging social media for sports blogging, what are the final takeaway tips? Let's kick it off with you, Jane.
I think be relevant, be consistent, and engage with people, because there's no use you being on social media, say, for example, take Twitter, and people are replying to your posts or your statuses, but you're not actually engaging back. People don't like that. They want to feel that you are accessible and that you are almost a friend to them. So if you're pushing content out, be sure to reply to people that take the time to message you or reply to you on Twitter or Instagram if they're commenting. Just reply back to them and actually make them feel part of your space.
Spot on. Jane's hit the nail on the head again. You're given the opportunity to engage with people. That is what social media must. You must just do it all the time.
Of course, she hit the nail on the head. Yeah. She's G.I. Jane. What else would you expect? thank you very much, Jane Killian, for joining us. The blog is G.I. Jane. That's Jane with a J.co.za. And Ben, we'll touch base again next time to speak about how you can create blog networks to improve your net worth. I look forward to it.
Very good.
Touch Central and Adidas. Creating the new. CliffCentral.com.